This is Magic. That's M-A-J-I-C. Coming to you via the AboveTopSecret.com member podcast conspiracy feed. The topic for this pod thread is 2 out of 3 Amigos, Operation Northwoods. And of course, a shout out to my sister Sophronia, the SAF. I understand your indignation. It's like, what the hell? But as I'm looking more into it, and you might you look at some of my earlier podcasts in this pod thread, I'm like, yeah, what's the deal with this? Well, now I'm saying what the hell for a different reason, because I think we're being played. I think that this is being sensationalized, and there's a lot of distortion surrounding the story. And the more I look into it, the weirder it gets. you mentioned they're plotting to kill us on our dime. But the thing is, I don't think they were. If you look at the document itself, it seems like they were very careful. And this, I think, could be considered a matter of opinion. But what I don't see in the Northwoods document is what we could call the smoking gun, where the Joint Chiefs were actually planning to kill Americans. There's nothing in there that actually says that. There's some stuff in there that you could infer, but even that, it's like they're talking more like Cuban refugees, maybe service people being killed. But even then, I'm skeptical of that. Look at how elaborate the plans are to actually try to avoid casualties. This does not sound like the planning of cold-blooded murderers to me. And then the whole business, this is what really has my interest now, is this whole business, and you're seeing this in the press, and you're seeing people like James Bamford pushing this, this business of suggesting that this was the idea of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, that they just came up with this plan, and then they said, we request that if this operation be that we put under the Joint Chiefs. Well, that was because of what happened in the Bay of Pigs, apparently. I think the reason the Joint Chiefs wanted this kind of an operation to be put under their control was because the last time, when it wasn't, 1,500 guys got wiped out in Cuba. I think that left a bad taste in their mouths. And again, speaking as a veteran myself, the idea of sending someone into combat like that and then leaving them hung out to dry is extremely distasteful to me. And President Kennedy is solely responsible for having done that. It really tarnishes his image, in my view, now that I know more about what happened with the Bay of Pigs. And again, the lingering question as to how Castro found out there weren't going to be U.S. reinforcements. That bugs me. But getting back to this, I don't buy the notion that the Joint Chiefs were acting alone. It says right in the very beginning on the cover sheet that they were forwarding this as requested by General Lansdale, who was the Chief of Operations for the Cuba Project. And General Lansdale reported, apparently, to Robert Kennedy, the brother of the President and Attorney General of the United States. This does not sound like maverick military men to me. It sounds like soldiers that were acting under the orders of their commander-in-chief. At least that's my take on this. And that's just it. There are apparently two major conflicting versions of this story. What seems to be the current favorite is that power-crazed generals and maverick CIA agents were out to get Castro, but President Kennedy either didn't know about it or actively opposed it. The other version, which is supported by the most credible sources I've seen, indicates that Operation Mongoose, and apparently by extension Operation Northwoods, were initiated by President Kennedy, who placed his brother, Robert Kennedy, in charge of the effort, as the man General Lansdale reported to. Which version is true? I don't know. That's what I'd like to know. Like I said, I'm leaning more in favor of Operation Mongoose having been initiated by President Kennedy. And one way or the other, though, I mean, the fact that these two radically different versions of the story are out there, that indicates that somebody has apparently tried to change the story one way or the other, either to implicate Kennedy or to exonerate Kennedy. Who did this and why? I don't know the answers to these questions, and I would like to know, because I think that's important to understand what's going on with Operation Northwoods now. We're looking at what James Bamford's doing here. He supports the innocent Kennedy version, apparently, based upon what the ABC News article there shows and some of the other stuff I've read. He has also used Operation Northwoods to make hay, political hay, to speak out against the Bush administration and 9/11, and the war in Iraq, and using Operation Northwoods as an example of pretext. What does he know that I don't know? And I would really like to know some of the answers to those questions that bother me. And I would like to know, why is Operation Northwoods being used for political purposes now? And why are the facts surrounding Operation Northwoods being distorted to support those political agendas? When I say I smell a conspiracy, that's what I mean by conspiracy. The conspiracy to cover up the truth about Operation Northwoods, who ordered it, and why it was ordered. The conspiracy I'm talking about now is a conspiracy that's going on right now. It's a conspiracy to use this and apparently other information for political purposes to sway U.S. public opinion. How ironic that they would float a story about military actions being taken to sway public opinion, distorting that, and then using that to sway public opinion for their own purposes. Disinformation, stacked upon disinformation. I look forward to learning more about all of this and hopefully finding out some of the truth behind the smokescreen. But that's not going to happen unless we dig. So I encourage my fellow members, look into this deeper. If you have any kind of interest in this at all, there's a huge amount of information out there because this is tied in with the whole JFK assassination thing. So kind of unique among conspiracy topics, there's a lot of information available that can be used to try and put the puzzle pieces together. And I strongly encourage any member that might find Operation Northwoods and all this of interest, check it out and please share your opinion because I think there's a lot more to the story than we're being told. And I think that people are trying to deceive us and using Operation Northwoods as a tool of deception. So I would like to know more about the truth. And then maybe using that, I can find out more about why people want to lie to me. Anyway, this has been Magic talking about Operation Northwoods. Till next time, be well, friends.